Welcome into Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest today is Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, it's nice to have you back again on the radio. How's things going?
Things are going very well, Bruce.
Good.
Having a great time, and things are going well over at Blue Ridge.
So good.
Always glad to talk to you.
It's the change of the season. We finally looks like we've had about 3 days of fall, and now we're into winter. So, but we have actually, the season has changed, so anything changed? Anything new going on over there?
Well, I talked with some folks over at the My Care Now service, and they saw 5 confirmed cases of flu.
Oh, already?
Yesterday.
I've been hearing that it may be worse this year, so get your flu shot.
Absolutely. It is time.
Well, we're going to talk today. This month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. It's predicted that more than 250,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in 2018, in this year. How can women protect themselves? What should they do?
Well, that, Bruce, averages out to be about 1 in every 8 women. And every time I think about that statistic, I look around me and see the other women and think, okay, which one of us? It is another one of those matters where taking good care of our health, all those general guidelines do seem to have some impact and help. Eating a healthy diet, having good fiber, low fat, exercising, making sure you're getting sleep. Those things that you do to keep yourself healthy in general seem to have some impact on our risk. Now, not all of the breast cancers can be impacted that way. Some of them are a result of genes that we inherit that turn on those kinds of tumor cells. So it's really the key here is early detection. And we do that through regular mammograms.
Well, now, we looked at those national numbers. North Carolina, even a higher rate than the nation?
Yes. There may be some relationship to how healthy we are in general, access to healthy foods, those kinds of things. But it's likely more related to access to screening. How many women, what percentage of women in North Carolina have a regular checkup with their primary care doctor, are checking for lumps and bumps regularly, are having their mammograms at the recommended frequency. So in North Carolina, we're less likely to do those things. And so we've got to focus on those. The earlier you catch it, the better off you are in starting treatment.
And that really is the main thing that folks can do to try to prevent it, get ahead of it, isn't it? Are there other things you can do to help prevent it? Or is that just so important that's the main thing to focus on?
That is the main thing. We have a healthy lifestyle to help decrease our risk of all cancers, but with mammography, we have the technology now to detect very small changes in the breast tissue. Having a mammogram regularly allows the doctors to compare this X-ray to the last one. Then they can see, is there a subtle change? Is there a small shadow? Is there something here that we need to look into further? So the regularity and the ability to compare films is important.
Like anything, when you think you have a problem when you go to the doctor, some things are harder than others to bring up, to talk about. You should just go in and tell them, you know, and talk to them. But is there ways to maybe make it a little easier, or what should you do?
Well, every primary care physician who sees an adult woman is going to ask questions about their history. Is there any breast cancer in your family? That's an important question, and they're all trained to do that, and most of them have tools in their electronic medical records that remind them to do that. They're also going
to
ask, when was your last mammogram? And then they're going to look in your record, and they're going to see what did that last mammogram say, and how frequent are you having them, and those kinds of things. The mission-associated primary care practices, we have nurses who are looking into the medical records of our female patients to look to see, when was your last mammogram? Has it been too long? Is it time for a new one? And if so, they'll give you a call and remind you.
Yeah, so that's one of the services that are available. That way, folks, you can help remind folks and make sure they stay on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really good. What type of technology do they have at Blue Ridge Regional to enhance early detection?
We do have 3D tomography.
Mm-hmm.
That is a system that works with the mammogram studies to improve and enhance the imaging of breast tissue. It's particularly helpful for women who have more dense tissue in their breasts. With more dense tissue, there are more shadows, a little less clear on the x-rays, and the 3D tomography really does help with that. 3D tomography is able to clarify what the radiologist is seeing in a way that means that fewer women are having to have breast ultrasound following their mammography. Fewer women are being called back for additional x-rays or studies or to have the ultrasound, which is it's a decrease in cost, it's a decrease in the time that a woman spends, and it's a decrease in anxiety, because no matter how much you're reassured that this probably isn't anything, being called back to have to repeat something is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow to talk more about breast cancer awareness with Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thanks for listening.